So when you're teaching your students this, are you like doing it one-on-one like this, or are you showing them how to do this on a screen of and imitating it on a screen and then
It depends. Like, to a certain extent, like, I might do a lesson up on the screen like this, or I might float around and show them how to do this one-on-one and let them experiment.
Okay.
There's been a couple times where I would just put on a YouTube video to get into the more in-depth stuff.
Right. So
right, like just, how to make a side scroller like Mario.
Right.
Right.
Would be like a YouTube video.
You have to learn that you can't move, you can't move a background, right? So I can change a background. I can make it just like that, right? Now he's in the Arctic. Okay, and I can make this character move around in front of this background. But I can't make the background move because you can only make scripts move. So to create a scrolling background, you have to take the background and put it into a sprite. This is a sprite, right? So this would have to be dragged into here and turn that into a sprite.
Okay.
And then you can make a scrolling background. So then it gets more in depth in terms of script, because you're going to have... you're going to have to create variables. You're going to have different operators like if-then statements and, you know, greater than, less than and stuff.
Right.
Operators. So that would take many, many lessons to explain all that. So this is where I provide them books and let them experiment. Otherwise, it's...
So you're not necessarily teaching them all this, like... On a screen, you are allowing them to do their own student-led kind of teaching that way through the book, and then they kind of get...
But it's directed, because I'll provide the books to them, or I'll give them little hints along the way, right?
Right. Yeah, so it's guided learning.
Because, I mean, to go through all of this as explicit lessons would take forever.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So...
And then they can work at their own pace too, right? Because some students would be faster than others.
Yeah.
So then that way, yeah.
And you do paired programming.
Okay.
What I've done, or what we've done, is we've scanned a fair chunk of this book as a PDF, and then they'd have a PDF on one laptop, and the scratch on another laptop. And so one partner would read through the directions, and the other partner would get a chance to build the script.
Okay.
And then they could trade back and forth.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So. That's a good way of doing it. That builds a lot of... that builds your relationship and communicating with somebody else and all sorts of stuff.
A small mini lesson would be like, okay, when I move this around, notice how my X and Y coordinates change. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So 0, 0 is approximately in the middle. So if you wanted to get into some explicit... instruction, you know, one lesson could be Cartesian coordinates, and that's cross-curricular with math, right? But just the visible space on your stage or on your screen, 0, 0 is in the middle, your y-axis is in this direction, X is in this direction. Okay, so Y, you have 360 steps across the entire Y axis. So starting at 0, 0, it goes to -180 and +180.